ओम शांति इंग्लिश अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 1st July 1996 इट इज द रिवाइज मुरली ऑफ अव्यक्त बाप दादा ऑफ 23rd October 1975 स्टॉप वेटिंग एंड स्टार्ट मेकिंग प्रिपरेशंस टुडे बाप दादा इज सीइंग द इमेज ऑफ द फॉर्चुनेट चिल्ड्रन हु आर क्रिएटिंग द फॉर्चून ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड. Which lines of fortune are visible in which particular children and which lines are still to be revealed? Each one's lines of fortune visible are his own. In the lines of fortune, four lines of four main subjects are visible. There are very few children in whom all four lines are very clear, that is, very few who have created an elevated fortune through making effort in all four subjects. Therefore, only those whose all four lines of fortune are clear will pass with honors. That is, only they will claim the number one. Only they will come into the first class, the first division. The lines of fortune of those who pass with honors are sparkling brightly and equally in all directions and are clearly visible. These are of the 8 jewels. In the second number are the 100 jewels. Those of the first division whose four lines are visible but are not all clearly visible to the same extent. Some are brighter than the others. The second division is of the 16,000. Out of those 16,000, the first two to 3,000 have passed with 50% marks in three of the four subjects and 25% marks in one subject. That is, it is almost like nil marks in the fourth subject. Bap Dada saw the fortune of such fortunate children. Today, Bap Dada was looking at the horoscope of the Brahmin children in all four directions. Whilst looking at the horoscope, Baba saw that the majority of the children have one particular thought. What is that thought? Baba saw that the souls who are support for the world are also dependent upon some support. What's that support? Baba saw the images of support standing on the support of looking at the instruments of the destruction of this world. Or they are wondering if or when and where that would be an upheaval of the elements. Bap Dada has a question for those who are standing on such a support. If those who are carrying out establishment are dependent upon destruction, then what would be their future? Who would then be the image of support for igniting the flames of destruction? Who would then transform the elements? Can those who are standing on the support of the elements or the destruction be the highest among human beings? That is, can they be the most elevated beings? Or is it that the instruments for the destruction and elements will carry out their task on the orders of the elevated thoughts of the elevated human beings and on the basis of all the images of support becoming complete? Who will give the order? Who are all right? Who has all rights? The elements or the most elevated being? Would you call the images of support those with all rights if they are dependent on some support? So what did Baba see? Those who are making preparations are waiting in anticipation. They are careless in making preparations and alert in waiting. Seeing this, Bap Dada has amused and also felt mercy. Why? Children are even now not able to recognize the cleverness of Maya. Maya is putting you into sleep, in the sweet sleep of waiting, and because of being under the influence of the sanskar of sleeping for half kalpa, some doze off for a second, then become conscious again and develop force in making preparations, whereas others fall asleep for a few minutes, then become conscious and develop that force. The third type of children are sleeping comfortably and every now and then open their eyes to see whether anything has yet happened or not. They think we will think about it when it happens. Would you not be amused if you were to see this scene? Even whilst having received the third eye, they are not able to recognize Maya. Therefore, in order to recognize Maya very clearly, especially imbibe the power to discriminate within yourself. Do not count the time as to whether there are 2 months or 4 months, but make yourself powerful. Instead of thinking about whether something will happen or not, or when it will happen, stabilize yourself in the stage of being elevated. Then, on the basis of having the thought of making the gathering perfect, become one who has all rights to give the order to the elements. It should happen, but I don't know what will happen. Perhaps it may happen in 2 to 4 months, even though at present nothing is visible. I don't know whether the confluence age is 40 years or 50 years. These types of thoughts are an extremely subtle form of royal doubts. They create an obstacle to your having complete faith in the Father and you, your task of establishment. Whilst you have these thoughts, you cannot become completely victorious. The praise is, those who have faith in the intellect are victorious, and so victorious souls can have no doubts of the royal form of doubt. Someone who has complete faith in the intellect will remain busy in his task of world transformation day and night. When someone has a responsibility for carrying out a particular task, he remains engaged in making preparations for that day and night. He does not wait for anything, thinking that he will decorate the stage when it is the time for it, or that he will use those facilities then. Preparations are made in advance. The responsibility for world transformation, the ceremony for this transformation, has to be celebrated at this time. All you souls have to participate in the unlimited world conference of making yourself Satopradhan in giving the Father's message. For this, will you make preparations for creating your stage in advance, or will you do it at that time? Just as without a physical stage, you cannot give a lecture or a message in the same way without having created the stage of your perfect stage, how would you be able to give the message at the final moment to the unlimited world conference? How would you be able to reveal the Father? Will you prepare the stage in advance, or will you prepare it at that time? Therefore, stop waiting and start making preparations. This is also a wasteful thought. So, transform this wasteful thought into powerful one. Become those who have all rights. Create a powerful stage with which you can order the elements. Whilst all of you Brahmins do not collectively have in your heart feelings of mercy, world benefit, and the good wishes of liberating all souls from their sorrow, world transformation will still be waiting. At present, you are fluctuating. You are not unshakable and firm in that, in just one thought. To become an unshakable as Angad means to bring about the final moment. Adopt one thought in a collective way. That is, all of you should together give a finger of determined thought, and this iron-aged mountain will be transformed and you will be able to bring about the golden word. Do you understand what preparations you have to make? Acha. To those who constantly remain unshakable in one thought like Angad, to those who have complete faith in the intellect and who are victorious in every thought, word and deed, to such children who have all rights, love, remembrance and namaste from Bap Dada, and we spiritual children give a lot of love, remembrance and namaste to our Father and Bap Dada. The power of the gathering means to have just one thought, speaking to Didiji. Spiritual pilgrims are those who come in the double pilgrimage. One is a pilgrimage to Madhuvan and the other is a special spiritual pilgrimage in Madhuvan. So, do all the pilgrims who come on the double pilgrimage return having made their pilgrimage comfortably and worthwhile? Do all of you remain content? It is sung, if your heart is big, then the place is also big. Even though the place may be very small, if the hearts of those who come, of those who welcome them, and of those who accommodate them are large, then there is no feeling of lack of space. Then the pilgrimage of the confluence age give you much more facilities than the pilgrimages that you have been on 63 births. The pilgrimage to the non-living images are so difficult. All of you also see to what extent your gathering has become united with one thought. In the scriptures, it is remembered that Brahma had a thought to create the world, and so world was created. Here, it is not a question of Brahma alone, but it is when all Brahmins together with Brahma have the same thought of all being ever ready, and that the establishment of the new world has to happen or will happen. It is when such a determined thought arises in all Brahmins that the world can then be transformed. That is, only then can you practically see the creation of the new world. In this also, you need to have the power of the gathering, not just the power of one or two or of the eight, but everyone in the gathering has to have the same thought. The significance of creating the world through thought means that you would have a thought, and within a second the drums of completion would beat. On the one hand, the drums of completion would beat, and on the other hand, you would see the scenes of the new world. On the one hand, there would be the climax of destruction, and in the same place, amid of flood and destruction, there would be one quarter land and three quarters water. Many different countries have been created due to many religions that have been established towards the end. When the many religions finish, then all the many countries will come together in a form of one big island. On the one hand, there would be the drums of the climax of destruction, and on the other hand, the sound of the birth of Sri Krishna. The first prince would be heard everywhere. He would not come floating on a paper leaf. Sri Krishna has been portrayed floating on a leaf after the flood, because three quarters of the land was covered with water and one quarter was land. Then when Bharat became Paristan, it has been portrayed as a flood. Amid such a flood, the news of the birth of the first leaf, that is the first soul, would be heard everywhere. The news that the first prince has now been revealed, that his birth has taken place, that would also be an extreme situation. That is, there would be scenes of water on three parts, and the fourth part, Bharat, would emerge as Paristan. The memorial shown of the golden Dwarka emerging from water is not really from water. Three parts would be covered with water, and this is why Dwarka has been shown in water. This is why it is said that golden Dwarka emerged from water. It is just that they have not been able to describe it fully. So the cry of victory of the birth of the first soul would be heard at that time. When such scenes come in front of you, then the drums of the great destruction of the old world will be heard, and the scenes of the birth of the first prince will be visible at the same time. Before drums are beaten, the drums are the first warmed. Only then would be sound heard be very loud. Before the drums are beaten, you need to have made preparations with the fire of yoga. Only then would the sound of the drums heard be loud. You are all busy in making preparations, are you not? Let those who are waiting become engaged in making preparations, and there will be victory. When you know how to rule your body, you will know how to rule the kingdom. To rule the body means to rule a kingdom. So, you have to fill yourself with sanskars of ruling, do you not? You are called knowledgeful, therefore full includes knowledge of everything. Body, mind, wealth and people. If knowledge of even one aspect is lacking, you would not be called knowledgeful, do you understand? The basis of constantly being an embodiment of success is to be knowledgeful. If you are not knowledgeful, you cannot become an embodiment of success. According to the time, your speed of effort should be intense. If the speed of time is fast and the speed of those moving along is slow, then how would they be able to arrive on time? One strength and one support is the main subject at this time. Constantly stay in the remembrance of one. If you constantly remain successful in this effort, you will reach your destination. Those who maintain unbroken love receive cooperation automatically. Murli is like a walking stick, and if there are any weaknesses remaining, they will be removed with this stick. This support, not just as a discipline but out of love, will enable you to reach your home and your kingdom. So to listen to and study the Murli with love means to be lost in the love of Muralidhar. The sign of love for Muralidhar is the Murli. The more love you have for Murli, the more love you will have for Muralidhar. The recognition of a true Brahmin from his love for Murli. To have love for Murli means to be a true Brahmin. To have less love for the Murli means to be a half caste Brahmin. Acha? Oh, Shanti.